CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you, baby.
248-545-SOUL.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com. Nothing on you.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of power tools on there to help you grow. And while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter so I can send you a free membership for the online InnerSpeak cards, the ones that I use to do clearings on the show today. And you can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over, wow, now I've got way more than 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because of love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me today. You can also take advantage of the session that that Jean and I are offering. It's a half hour, and it's only $75. And the two of us do a tag team to similar to what we do on the show, except it's obviously a lot longer, and it's a bit more personal, and you can get more in-depth assistance. So throughout the show, we will talk a lot more about that. But right now, anybody who has any questions, I think we're going to talk about intimacy again, but anybody who has any questions, do give us a call. Do call in now so that you don't wait until the last minute so that we can't assist you. Give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can offer you the best guidance possible. All right. I think we're talking about intimacy.
You know, that works for me. And I'll tell you what's interesting. An aspect of intimacy has come up over the last week, actually over the last 2 days, that it's just come into my field, and I'd like to get your opinion on it. You know, we started talking about boundaries last time, how that relates to intimacy, and what seems to be happening right now. And I don't know if it's just the astrological energy or what's going on, but I'm noticing everybody seems to be running everybody else's stuff. Are you finding that?
I think everybody's always running everybody else's stuff.
Yeah, well, for sure, because we're all one, you know, and that's really the whole thing about intimacy is the fact that we are all connected, and, you know, and we should have firm enough boundaries that we allow others to see into us, but not to come inside our field and, you know, furkle in our field. But boy, I mean, I can't tell you how many clients I have had over the last couple of days who are telling me that thus and such is going on with somebody they know, and now it's happening to them as well. And I'm like, what's the message in that?
Well, I think, you know, I think there is definitely something with regards to us sort of playing off a lot of people. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, they'll be in a certain emotional state, and then, you know, you connect with them, and it's like, you know, that's not even your stuff. Like, please, right. Like, be, you know, start becoming much more aware. But also when, you know, when the universe is working properly and synchronicities are happening, often we all sort of, you know, connecting with the similar stories so that we can, you know, grow from them. So I think that happens a lot.
Wow, Lori, I can't, hang on, I'm going to turn my volume up. I can't hear you at all because we're in the middle of a horrible storm.
Oh.
Okay. I've turned it up now. I can hear you. I hope that you, I hope everybody can't hear the storm that's going on outside my house right now.
We got a lot of static just a little bit right before you did that, but it's fine now. So
yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And I think while the static was going on, there was no way you could hear any of us. So
right. Okay.
Problem was.
Yeah. So just another example of, you know, a boundary infringement and, you yeah. know, well, this time it's nature doing it.
Yes, very much so.
Wow. But we've got a phone call, don't we?
We do. Let's start. Let's take our call from Dell from Pennsylvania.
Hi. This is Dell. I've gotten a session with you guys before, and I just want to tell you right on. at that time, I was looking for a new position, which I did get, and it's an ideal job. But I still feel like I'm allowed to work from home. So it's excellent. But there's still a piece missing. I still feel like it's not aligning with my purpose in life. I still feel like there's still something missing. And I'd rather, I think I've gotten to the point, I'd rather not be working at all and just completely focus or delve into spirituality. And I feel, you know, obviously there's a financial security. Obviously that's a little bit of a concern. So any insight,
right.
That would be great.
Okay. Well, personally, I would, since you love the job you're at, the thing that's missing may be the spiritual component, but that doesn't mean that you have to leave the job you're at. It just means to add it in, like to, you know, not get too caught up with, you know, how you've done things in the past, and make sure you have your space and your private time to do your journey. I don't know. I'm not getting that you're supposed to quit your day job. I'm getting that you're just supposed to incorporate who you are more into it. That you know, you have the courage to really stand up for you, who you are, and to allow that part to be opened up, and to really honor your intuition, to really honor your, you know, your feminine energy, and to not get caught up in the man's game of, you know, trying, you know, pushing yourself to be one some when you're not, and pushing yourself out of something that you actually enjoy because you think you have to be doing something else. So, I mean, the part of you that's missing is just that connection with self, and creating that connection can be done anywhere. It does not have to be done, you know, full time, doing your own thing. And I would start with, you know, if you do want to offer assistance to others, to, you know, to start that on a part-time basis. And see where that goes. Because I think, you know, financially, money is kind of an issue for you. And it is for most people. But, I mean, I think you like the financial stability. And I don't think you're going to get the same thing by going out on your own as you have right now. Jean?
Okay. Yeah. And, in fact, you know, while you were talking, Lori, and before we start doing the clearing, they showed me a checkerboard with black and white on it. And when I see that, it tells me that you're looking at your career as it's got to be either this or that. That, you know, you're seeing black and white. And, you know, there's a million shades of gray in between black and white. And, in fact, the message that I'm picking up on that is that you're not supposed to leave this job. That there are lots of people that you can impact from this job that you would not be able to otherwise. So, you know, I agree with Lori completely, but you're running an ancestral issue. Your grandmother on your mother's side of the family, your mom's mom, saw the world as black and white. And this is where you get this from. Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So, cool. So we're going to help her. And part of her black and white stuff had to do with feeling punished for something somebody else did, something being punished for something she didn't do, and feeling powerless about it. Do you know what that might be all about?
Well, she became a widow at a very young age. So, you know, so there was a lot of dependency. She was depending on a lot of people to help her out. And so I'm wondering if that has anything to do with that. So a lot of times she does feel that if her husband was alive, things would be different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the soul reaction, and this is where you connect in with her, is that there's some forgiveness work that she needs to do. And because of the situations in her life, she feels like she's broken. You know, that, you know, then again, this has to do with the powerlessness. So let's help you, and let's disconnect you from grandma's energy. So the first thing I want you to do is ask that your vibration be raised as high as is humanly possible. And so just breathe in and just allow your energy to increase and increase and increase. And let's lift you up above her energy of victim. And then you've got energetic thought forms inside your body and out in your field that you have inherited or taken on from your grandmother. So these things look like mirrors. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and find all these mirrors that are floating around in your field and inside your body, and ask God and the angels to take them away. Good job. And her wounds are stored in your second chakra. Okay. So what I want you to do is put your attention on your second chakra. That's the sacral plexus or the sexual chakra. This thing involves, this, you know, the blocks in that chakra stop you from receiving money and love and creativity, the things that you really want right now. So what I want you to do is invite that chakra to open up and to heal itself and to release all of your grandmother's wounds and all of your own wounds that are stored in there. Excellent. Excellent. And so now what I want you to do is just connect with your grandmother's higher self and help her to forgive whoever it is that she needs to forgive. Mm-hmm. Good job. And you receive blessings from the angels for helping your grandmother to do the forgiveness work she needs to do, and for having the courage to step up to the plate and deal with this issue. Your first blessing is release from overwhelm. And your second blessing is a blessing of union, so that you can feel the love that mm-hmm. surrounds you in your job, from your customers, from your company, from your family, from yourself, and from Mother, Father, God. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
And we thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Yeah. So anybody else who has questions, and I know you do, give mm-hmm. us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just remember, though, don't wait too late, because that's what tends to happen here. And
Yeah,
we ended up not being able to help everybody because you wait until the last minute. Okay.
And then we get all caught up in feeling guilty about that.
Okay. So, maybe a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Well, we hate to leave people hanging, you know, when they come in at the last moment and we don't have time to get to them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. So.
Boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. You know, and I think so much of intimacy, it has to begin with ourselves. You know, we've got to get that comfort feeling, just like you told Dale. You know, you've got to find that comfort feeling with yourself, that love for yourself. And it has to be it's an inside job.
Yeah.
You know, before we can expect it to happen in the world outside of us. And I know I'm probably not gonna have time to tell this whole story, but I took a nasty fall on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, part of it's the puppy. I'd love to blame the puppy, but it wasn't really his fault. It was, I had on flip-flops and my deck, it was raining, which it's been raining here for 3 months, solid. I slipped on the deck. It's very slippery out there when it's wet, and, you know, went down on my left side. So I've got a purple left hand, a purple left hip, and even though I didn't hit my head, I've thrown my jaw out on the left side. So I have like an earache in my left ear and things like that. So I started by doing a session on, okay, why did I do this to myself? And lo and behold, what it came up was, you know, that I didn't love myself enough to allow the universe to present to me all of the wonders that it wants to present, that I'm just not able to receive it. So that's why my receiving hand is purple. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's in my face now about healing this ability to open and accept from outside myself, in the first place I have to do that is in my own heart. So it's interesting. But, you know, that's taken us up to break time. So it is time for our first break. And when we come back from break, Lori and I are going to talk more about intimacy. We'll provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number is 248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685, or come in on Instant Feedback. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know. But I
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com. I
love you. Welcome back. We're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I are talking about intimacy. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings. So give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. Just be really clear if you come in instant feedback what it is that you're looking for so that we can assist you as best as possible with readings and clearing. All right. So, yeah, intimacy. Well, that was an interesting story about what happened to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I just can't wait to unfold another layer of it off this afternoon. I'll do the rest of the session today. And because I am ready to, you know, to move into that place of just pure self-love. That's my goal. Right. That's really my only goal. Because I believe that that's what this whole new consciousness, new reality, ascension, whatever you want to call it, I really believe that that's what it's all about, is to move to that place, you know? And so I'm obsessed. Yes. I admit
obsessed. Well, now you're not supposed to be obsessed. We're supposed to have a detached outcome.
That's right.
We're supposed to be excited, but not, you know, not too attached to the outcome as to how it will unfold, because then we're trying to control the universe instead of just allowing the universe, which is always an interesting little process.
You know, it's really interesting because my guides were, I was meditating, I think this was yesterday afternoon, and what they said was that we're standing on this, that we're standing in this place, and the door to the field of pure potential is completely open. All we have to do is reach in there and grab anything that we want to from the field of potential. But they said, don't be attached to what you grab, because in the next moment, something even better might float by in front of you, so you can let that go and grab the next thing. And the vision I saw was grabbing colored balls.
Nice.
You know, through this door, and they said, but just don't be attached to whatever it is you grab, because something better might float along in a second.
Yeah, and then you can always choose again another colored ball.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And, you know, there's a million chooses.
Right.
Or choices. Or more. Exactly, exactly.
We're the ones that get caught up on how we think it's supposed to look, and you know, I'm trying to be as open as possible to this whole dating scene. It's an interesting process, but
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've really taken to heart a lot of the stuff that you have taught me over the last year about approaching my manifestation from the place of feelings. And I've had a major breakthrough on that, because, you know, I really am searching for a relationship. You know, this has been my focus for the last while, and, you know, among everything else. But anyway, I've been having some amazing dreams, and in the dreams, Mr. Wonderful is showing up in my dreams, and he looks different in every dream. But what I'm noticing and what I'm journaling about the guy that is coming to me in my dreams is how he's making me feel.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, and that's what I'm journaling every morning when I wake up. It's like, oh, wow, I had the most amazing dream last night. And Mr. Wonderful was there. And I felt respected, listened to, adored, loved. I mean, and the list just goes on and on. And then, you know, the next night, it'll be a different looking guy. And I just get the feelings off of it. Last night, I don't know if you've ever watched the TV show Perception.
I don't have a TV, so no.
Okay. It's only on in the summer, and there's very little TV that I watch, but this is one I like. This guy, his name is Daniel, and he's a schizophrenic. And so, you know, he's got all these imaginary people showing up in his life, but he helps the police solve murders and mysteries and things like that, because he's able to look at things and see patterns other people can't see. You know, he may be a bit wacky from a psychological standpoint, but he's very good at patterns. And he was Mr. Wonderful last night in my dream. And maybe that's because, you know, before I went to bed last night, I watched a DVR episode of that. But anyway, he said, you know, I don't normally get into relationships because of, you know, my diagnosis. However, you know, I'm willing to try this relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to accept him, you know, with, you know, warts and all, schizophrenia and all. And again, it was that I looked at how I was feeling, because I was sitting at dinner with him, you know, across the table, and it was just pretty amazing.
Nice.
Which tells me that now I'm willing to not have to having a relationship be perfect.
There you go.
You know, which I've tried to do in the past. But we got an instant feedback, don't we?
No, we got a phone call before that. So
I didn't even see that.
Wow. Let's take Tina.
Okay.
Hi, Tina.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. So you're not working right now and wondering about a job, huh?
Correct. I'm like everybody else.
Well, there are, yes. Yes.
The thing about what we were talking about earlier about running other people's stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm getting is you are moving towards, you know, things clearing up a little bit, but you're really struggling with this. And I know finances, everything gets you in that survival mode of struggle, but it's the more you struggle with it, the more it sort of intensifies. And then what you manifest is something that's, you know, a pattern, which is what we were just talking about, instead of something that is, you know, really what your heart wants. I don't think anybody doesn't understand the piece of what it feels like, you know, to struggle and get your survival, like when your survival instincts are being threatened, you know, you kind of go into survival mode. But because of the fear that is associated with that, you need to sort of try and step out of that. I do see some new things happening. There's something around karma, though, in this. So I know Jean's going to assist you with clearing whatever it is that's sort of blocking you, but there's definitely
I'm living with my sister's daughter, and she and her daughter have been very, very abusive.
Okay. And how long have you been with them?
Almost a year. They've been trying to force me out. They've been using every manipulation tactic that they could find. 3 weeks ago, my sister pretty much told me she wanted me to get out. So it's very, very challenging.
Okay. But that's not the challenge that I'm talking about, because the thing with family and responsibility, I mean, everything's in your field of what's going on, because you have attracted it in there to learn something. So all of this is all meant to be happening so that you can move beyond it, so that you can accept where it is that you're at, so that you can move forward. But as I said, there's something karmically going on. So it may have to do with you staying with your sister. It may have to do with you trying to find another job. But there is an issue that needs to come into more balance with regards to where you are right now and where you're wanting to move forward. You don't want to create the same type of job that you had prior, and you do want to move into a different, you do want to move forward. So where you're getting stuck right now is that you're not able to move forward. Okay. So Jean, we don't have a lot of time before break. Do you want to go to break now and then?
Well, I'm I'm going to go to break, but I want to, you know, second what you're saying. This is a big karmic thing. It's a past life. It's also affecting you in the present, in other dimensions, and in the future. So I'm really glad you called, Tina. So hang with us, and I'm going to take us to break. And when we come back, I'll do a clearing for you. So you've just joined us. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. You can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. So while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of the cards that I'm using to do these clearings today. And after our break today, we'll talk more about intimacy. We'll also do more messages and more clearings. Call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7255. 845-7685. We'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium, Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. Boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Yeah,
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Gene Adrian can be found at GeneAdrian.com. Myself, Laura Houston, can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. We're here every other Monday, the second and the fourth Monday, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on New Sky Radio.
We are offering a special for anybody who wants a little bit more in-depth and personal. It's a half hour, and it's only $75, and it's only for Sky listeners. So take advantage of that, especially as we move into fall. Everybody has new things that they want to start beginning and changing and stuff. But speaking of that, let's get back to our call from Tina.
All right, Tina. So this issue that you're dealing with your family and the depression that you're feeling right now and the lack of work and all that goes back to a lifetime. It's a past life in the 1800s in Europe. And what's real interesting about this conflict you're going through with your sister is that she was your husband in that lifetime. So this is deep old karmic stuff. It's affecting you not only now, it's affecting your future life, your the field of potential that we were talking about, the colored balls through the door. It's affecting that as well. So we got to clear this. So the setup in that past lifetime was that you were in an arranged or no-love marriage, and your heart was broken because he kept trying to shut you out. What this did to your soul in that lifetime and where you're connecting in with it now is that your ability to be in relationship with others was disrupted. So you're having major relationship issues with your sister and her family. And this is really sapping all of your creative energy so that you're not able to create a job for yourself. The stuck belief that you had in that lifetime was that it's not possible to change. And I think that now you get dejected because you feel like that's the same situation that you're in right now and then there's no way out. So what I want you to do in order to heal this and clear this old karma, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to find this woman that was you in the mid-1800s in Europe. And I want you just to connect to her heart and ask her, what can I do to help you right here, right now? And tell me what she says.
I get that I get heal me.
Mm-hmm. And she wants help getting out of there. I heard get me out of there.
Yeah. Almost a jail sentence.
Yeah. So what we need to do first in order to help her get out of there is clear away all the thought forms that are holding her to you. This junk looks like mirrors. It's in your body and out in your field. So close your eyes and find all the mirrors and ask your angels to take all of those mirrors away from you and into the light. And then all these wounds are inside your heart chakra. So what I want you to do is just open your heart chakra. Invite it to your heart chakra to heal itself. Invite your heart chakra to release all the wounds from the past life and from the present life that are clogging it up, keeping you from being able to consciously create from your heart center. Mm-hmm. And now I want you to help this woman to forgive. Help her to forgive her husband and anyone else who hurt her and who broke her heart in that lifetime, but it's primarily her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. And now just make a beautiful bottle for her to fly away in, like the I Dream of Jeannie bottle, and just invite her in the bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to an angel to take it to the light.
Okay.
And that way she's gone from you. And she's not holding you in this victim space anymore. All right, so you receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to call in today. The first blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. And Tina, it is gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in.
Good luck, Tina. All right. So we have some instant feedbacks. Kathy, we've talked a few times. I would love to know kind of what's going on, but I know you wrote last week and we weren't able to get to you regarding your blood pressure. So I'm glad that that's getting under control, but she also isn't feeling any better. So she's just wondering, she's been off for a few weeks, and any help to set her in the right direction. Okay. So, Kathy, I'm not exactly sure what you're feeling, but what I'm getting at is that there's a lot of emotional stuff. So I know that you've been on Armin's program. I know that you sort of feel you've been sabotaging yourself. I think the weather has been an added stress to your body, which is possibly why your blood pressure went up a bit. I think also you need to, you know, practice some balanced breathing so that you're, you know, you're getting your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system. You want to get that as balanced as possible. So, you know, just take some, you know, as often as you can think about it, you know, take a breath into the count of six and a breath out to the count of six. The more you do that, the more sort of things sort of balance up. It also will help with your blood pressure. But what I'm getting is that there's a bunch of emotions that are really stressing you out. And again, I think partly it's the weather making you not feel so great. And I don't know if you've been going through, you're in Michigan, so I don't think you've been going, I mean, we did have a heat wave there for a while, but I don't think we're still in one. So there's something going on. I feel it's around emotions. I'm getting that, you know, if you could, there's somebody that you're wanting to partner up with, or there's somebody that wants to assist you, and I would connect in with that person. And I don't know if this is work-related, personal-related, but there's somebody that you're kind of wanting to partner up or wants to partner up with you. It looks like a really good thing. I see things moving forward, but you just have to have a lot more trust and faith in yourself. And I've been doing a lot of new work lately with some of the stuff, and trust and faith comes from the gut. And it might benefit you to have a session to find out kind of what's going on with your gut, because there's definitely trust and faith issues that you need to sort of look at. And it may help you with whatever the emotional baggage or excess is going on. But Jean?
Yeah, so Kathy, you're a little intuitive here, aren't you? Yeah. What's making you feel off is the fact that there is a soul on the other side that's reaching out to you for help. This is somebody who's passed. It's a woman, and they're actually overwhelming you. I don't know if you realize that you're a medium, or not, but, this is a female. Let me look into this. This is somebody that she, knew. It's somebody that you knew that passed, and they're related to you actually. What it says about the setup on this is they were betrayed or lied to, and they're stuck. They were never able to make it to the light because their heart was shut down because of this betrayal. They felt that they were not lovable. So, you know, you're resonating with a lot of this woman's energy, and so we need to assist her in getting off of you. And, you know, doing the work that needs to be done in order to help her move on. So, what I want you to do is just, connect with this energy, this woman's energy. And I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive whoever it was that betrayed her or lied to her. And then, you're carrying all of her old stuck energy, and it's inside your heart center. So what I want you to do is open up your heart center and find all that old stuck energy and get it out of there. Let the angels take it away. It's not yours. It's hers. And this is what's been clogging stuff up, and it messed with your blood pressure, and it's what's keeping you from feeling okay. And then I want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror, and you'll see this woman's energy overshadowing you. And I want you just to gently blow her energy off of you and let an angel pick her up and take her to the light. Because now that she's done the forgiveness, it's time for her to go. And you don't have to wear her energy any further. Excellent. And you receive blessings for having the courage to type in. And let's see what your blessings are. The first blessing is a blessing of union and accepting love from yourself, from your family, your partner, from God. And the second blessing is a blessing of courage, courage to follow your heart's command. And I want to invite you to tune in tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Time to my other radio show. I'm interviewing a healer tomorrow night, and I think his work would be very helpful to you. He's created something called Palmagetics, and it's a hands-on form of healing that you do to yourself, and he's going to teach us all how to do that for free tomorrow night. There's one particular one where you put the backs of your hands together. I'm not sure if that's the one that does blood pressure or not, but anyway, we'll get him to do the blood pressure one, but he'll show you how to put your hands on your own body so that you can help yourself to feel better. So 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it's on awakeningzone.com. So thank you for, connecting with us, and, I guess we can move on to our next one, Lori.
I think we need to go to break.
All right. Wow. Oops, I didn't see that signal. All right, this is our last break for today. And if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, we've got a special for you. So you can either visit either one of us on our website, jeanadrian.com, intuitivesoul.com, and let us know, or you can call in. And after the break, Lori will give you the number. So you're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Cause I
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, newskyradio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. You can find out more about Jean Adrian if you go to our website, Jean Adrian. Myself, you can find out more about me if you go to intuitivesoul.com. We've been talking about intimacy. We've been doing a lot of calls and instant feedbacks. If you want to take advantage of our special, which is a half hour for only $75, you can contact us at either of our websites, jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com, or you can call my toll-free number, which is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. All right, so our last instant feedback is from Carrie. Carrie's looking to have a mind, body, and spirit, to have her mind, body, and spirit in harmony. You said that you've been transitioning quickly. In our world, transitioning means that you're actually leaving the planet, and I'm assuming that that's not what you're meaning, but that you're allowing your mind, body, and spirit to sort of transition and to grow and evolve. I think that that's what you're saying, but at the same time, you're extremely drained. So you want help. I don't actually get names or necessarily see spirit animals, but I can assist you in helping you find that out. But let's see what I'm getting here. I'm getting that, one, you know, have patience. This is all unfolding the way it's supposed to. Don't try and rush it. Don't try to control it. You know, it's about you kind of having the courage to allow it to unfold, but without trying to control it, without trying to manipulate it, without trying to make it look the way you want it to look, but just allow it to sort of happen. I see that you've sort of been struggling with this a little bit, that you've got some conflicting ideas about what should be happening or what you want to be happening, and this is the bit about the control and the manipulation. So just let it all unfold. Try not to, you know, be patient with yourself. You can get extremely drained, and that's just part of the process. So just allow it to happen. Stop fighting it. Stop resisting it. And try and let go of any of the conflicts that you have around it, because you do have some conflicts around it. And it may be, you know, what people have told you that should be happening or what you want to be happening. Just let it all unfold. And the more, the more independent you can get, the more wise you can get about what's going on. So just sort of open up your mind, be very creative. But that's what I'm getting. I know we don't have a lot of time before we're off the air. So Jean?
Yeah. So Carrie, I'd love to know what happened when you were 4 years old, because I think it had something to do with your parents, that has really kind of set you up for this not really being able to surrender into this. What the setup cards are denied infidelity and suicide. This may not have been a literal suicide. It may have been a figurative suicide. But what it did to your soul was it made you feel alone. Your soul feels alienated and alone, and left you with a belief that other people are better than I am. So we need to clear this. And this is stuck in your second chakra. So I want you to ask your second chakra to open and release all the wounds from age 4 and beyond, and heal itself. And then you've got a lot of thought forms floating around inside your body and in your field. They look like mirrors. So ask God and the angels to take all the mirrors out of your body and out of your field, because this is all residue from when you were 4 years old. And then the last clearing says to kneel and surrender to spirit and ask to be cleansed of the past totally and completely. You receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. The second blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns the clearing, Carrie. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And I think that's really all we have time for today, isn't it?
It definitely. Yeah, we only got a 1 minute left.
That's right. So I guess we need to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. It's been a very active show. We covered a lot of ground for a lot of people. And I can't wait for 2 weeks to be back with you guys again. And Laura, you got something every day or every, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what are we going to focus on next time?
I'm not sure. It may be ran into the sea. It may be, you know, things changing, seeing what's happening about that. Well, I guess we'll see.
All right. Well, this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. And it's been a great day, and we'll see you next time on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Ciao.
CBS Radio, Ciao. The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and